Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Welcome to the Metal Groove Podcast, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out. Welcome to the show. I am so excited about this particular episode because we have a badass singer from an awesome Charleston band by the name of Wicked Love. Welcome to the show, dude. How's it going? What's up, man?
It's going, brother. It's going, man. Thanks for taking the time and having us, man. It's been a wild ride for us. So yeah, we've been super, super busy.
Listen to that plug, man. Perfect.
Just grinding and grinding, man.
Yeah, man. Big week for you guys. You got a show coming up. I want to talk about a little bit. Let's talk about you, man. I'm from here. Are you from Charleston?
No, actually, I was born in the state of Pennsylvania. And then I moved to Connecticut when I was young. And then I moved to Vermont when I was younger. And then I went back to Pennsylvania and joined the service out of Pennsylvania. I was in the Navy for 5 years. And after my service up there, I found my way down to the Southeast.
Sweet, man. How you liking it? You liking it here, man?
Yeah. I've been here since 2013. Met my wife down here, had my son down here, and I've just been down here ever since.
Man, well, I'm glad you guys are here. I'm already familiar with the band. Austin's a buddy of mine. Anything he's up to, I try to tap into that. I mean, we've been talking for maybe 10 years of doing a Skid Row cover band. But
Yeah.
I know he's really into him. But yeah, he's my pal. I try to keep up with them. I know you guys were around, and then something happened, and now you guys are back. And I'm stoked
absolutely.
That you guys are back, man. So tell me about this version of the band and what's going on with that.
So this version of the band, obviously, what happened was, we were doing our own side stuff and like that. And Brad, our rhythm guitarist, you know, he texted me one day and he said, what if I could convince Austin and us to start Wicked Love again? And I texted him back right away. It's absolutely 100%. No question. Because Austin was up in Myrtle Beach at the time, he'd move away.
Yep.
I said, absolutely 100%. 100% I would do it in a heartbeat. And he somehow convinced Austin, and Austin moved back down to Charleston, and we got the band back together. You know, that wonderful phrase, let's get the band back together. You know, and it's working out really well. I think it's working out better because when we did it at first, you know, I was like 26 years old, you know, I was young. I wanted to party, have fun and stuff like that. But now that I'm more of an established man, so to say, and all of us are, you know, we're using our heads a little bit better. And I think this is how it was supposed to happen.
Cool, man. So is it all the original members, or we got any new people?
Nope. So we got new people. You got, Brad Krug. I've been playing music with him for a while. So he's the new rhythm guitarist. His brother, Eric, used to play in the original lineup. Mm-hmm. And then our bass player, Shane, and our drummer, Josh, which I'm sure you've seen him around and stuff like that. Yeah. They're both new as well. Great guys, man. These guys are just, the band has nothing but talent in it. And it's just, unbelievable to play with these guys. It's so awesome. And we the new guys, they picked it up so fast, and we picked up just bonding really, really fast too. So it's just, it's wonderful. It's been awesome.
Cool, man. I've had you guys playing on my Spotify for a couple weeks now, and
fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah. So I can tell the tightness and the chemistry is there. You know what I mean? You can hear that come through the music. So I appreciate that already.
So that stuff right there, we actually recorded in 2015, I think it was. So when we did that EP, we did it as the old bands.
Ah.
But during that time, you know, marketing through the social medias and the internet and stuff like that wasn't as prominent as it is nowadays.
For sure,
So we decided to re-release that EP to see how it would do. I will tell you that all the stuff that we are writing currently and the stuff that we did write, you know, sounds even better than that EP.
Progression, my dude. That's what's up, man.
I'm so happy where we are right now, just as like a band and as friends as playing. The sound is just unreal. I think our live show is just absolutely amazing.
Awesome. That's one of the questions I have for later when we talk about the music farm. But
I'll save that for later.
Let's talk about you, man. You have a very distinct voice. You know what I mean? I think that's awesome. That kind of like when you have a singer that can stand out amongst all this awesome musical talent going around, I feel like that's a great catalyst for what makes a great band. So let's talk about who maybe you model your game after. Have you always been a singer? Do you play other things? Let's talk about your start with music.
Yeah. So my start with music, I was, you know, 13, 14 years old. I'm pretty sure most musicians will tell you that the reason they got into doing music was to attract a love interest of some sort. So, you know, my mom was a singer my whole life. She'd been singing. So when I was a kid, I would sing with her all the time. For me, when it comes to influences, my biggest influence would probably have to be CJ Snare from Firehouse.
Wow. That's a deep cut.
I absolutely love his voice. So I've kind of just like always tried to, and I'm really good with throwing my voice. I'm really good at sounding like somebody else, you know, thanks to being in so many cover bands back in the day.
Yeah.
That and say, you know, Janie Lane from Warrant.
Wow.
So you can see a lot of diversity in my vocals if you just play, like, say, for instance, our ballad Stay. You know, you've got that prettier kind of like CJ Snare kind of sounding voice, but then you switch it over to like Troubled Man and it's a little bit more raspier, a little bit harder, right?
Gotcha.
So yeah. So and it's just we're still trying. That was like in our phases where like I was still trying to find like my natural voice and where I feel comfortable. And I realized that I can just pretty much be comfortable if I just try, you know, wherever it is, you know?
Yeah. So you find that range and you just, that's cool, man. You got that sweet range going on.
Yeah. I've got a high pitched voice, like naturally, and I've got a super big range. I can go low if I want to, I can talk like this, but I can also go high as well. Yeah. And I can sound like whenever I talk on the phone with people, you know, I'll answer the phone. Hello, this is Brendan. I'll be like, oh, excuse me, ma'am. Can I talk about my, right? You know? So
I'll go ahead and say the first thing when I think of range like that, like you're talking about, the first name that's going to come to my brain is Axl Rose. Like if you listen to some of his high-pitched stuff and then you listen to It's So Easy or Mr. Brownstone, that register. Yep. That's cool, man. That's great. That's awesome. Do you guys play any gun stuff?
The only Guns N' Roses song, other than, you know, just me singing in the car, that I've done live was probably like Welcome to the Jungle when I was in Glam Nation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool, man. You a fan of Steel Panther at all?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't listen to them as much as I should, right? Uh-huh. I guess the big difference between us and Steel Panther is that they're still, I mean, not to knock on them, they've got absolutely great songs, super catchy melodies, and it's great. Yeah. But they're still more so on like the parody side of hair metal, and we're trying to kind of like break that stigmatism.
You know?
So we're trying to be a little bit more serious with it, even though obviously our songs are about drug, sex, and rock and roll and having a good time, right? Because that's the 80s, right? We kind of try to just hide it a little bit and not be as in your face as much as possible, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, Steel Panther's definitely a niche thing, man. And they kill it. What they do, they nail it, man.
Oh, yeah, what they do is amazing. So, yeah. And we already have one. we already have one amazing band that does that. We don't need two.
Yeah, I hear you, man. So we were talking about the writing. You're writing new stuff already. Tell me about what's that process like? Do you try to come up with lyrics first, melody? What do you guys
do? So my writing process, so right now, it's usually me writing a melody in my shower. That's where the magic happens, is the shower after work when I'm sitting at home by myself, right? I don't know how it happens, man, but I'll just be sitting in the shower and I'll be like, you know what? I think I'm going to start a song on this note. And then I'll just sing that note. And I always come up with the melody before I come up with the lyrics, right?
Because, okay, cool.
And I always start with the chorus. I start with the chorus and then I use the melody and then I come up with the lyrics. And when I do that, I'll record it if I like it and I'll send it right away to Austin or the boys and then have them all work around it. Right. And then they'll come up with the chorus parts and stuff like that. And I just say, make up a verse and then I'll go from there. And then I'll make up the melody from there. So for me, it always starts with the melody and the chorus.
Well, man, what comes easier to you, writing like a banger of an upbeat tempo, or do you like writing ballads and stuff like that?
Oh, my God.
I feel like in that particular era, ballad is a pretty important song. You know, you got to have one or two of them out there.
Yep. I absolutely love writing both styles, right? Okay. They're pretty simple for me to do. I don't want to sound but it's just, I don't know. I enjoy it so much that it just seems like it's easy for me. You know, cool. I mean, everybody in the world's gone through heartbreak and missing somebody and depression and anxiety and stuff like that. So I feel like the ballads come kind of naturally.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, kind of like a bipolar-esque wavelength, you know, it's like, oh, I'm sad. Let's write a happy song. Oh, let's write a ballad. Oh, let's write a happy song. You know, so.
Cool, man. Yeah. Hey, that's good. Yes, that's cool, man. I like it. So we're talking about I feel like I saw a Facebook post you guys did about bringing back an era. We've kind of touched on it a little bit here. So tell me about what you love about that sound, what you love about that era, and what you guys are trying to hope to encapsulate with this, what you're bringing to the table.
Sure. It's absolutely wild. Come on, man. How can you not love the 80s? The style, the dress, the hair, the music, right? The women, the dudes, the party.
Everything
about it was amazing, right? Okay, and I think I feel like, especially now, the world needs a little party, right?
Absolutely.
The world needs to have fun again, and Wicked Love is here to bring it. So, and that's all we care about. We care about is everybody having a good time, right? And just having fun. That's it.
Right on. Hey, man, that is awesome. I'm glad to hear that. So I feel like it's a perfect segue. I always like to do a top five with my guests that come on the show. So okay. Let's talk top five 80s bands. If you can do that, if you can think of your top five and maybe why you like them so much.
Okay. So Firehouse, right? Okay. Obviously, right off the bat. The sings, the vocals are so clean. They're so nice. They do a lot of the same thing too, where they can sing those clean, high, pretty things. But then they've got songs like Shake and Tumble, which are just like groovy and kind of rough, right? Def Leppard, 100%, right?
Yes, there we go.
Classy band, has always been classy. They beat the when their drummer lost his arm, they kept going. Mm-hmm. They didn't stop, right? Obviously Van Halen.
Wow.
I'm a huge Sammy fan, right?
Yes. Right? Nice, man.
I'm a Van Halen.
You don't get enough credit.
Yeah, I'm a Van Hagar guy, right? That's my big thing. Janie Lane from Warrant, right? Warrant gave me this bad boy, like, you know, fuck everybody else sort of thing, you know, right? Yeah. I love that about Janie Lane. And then number five would have to be Skid Row, right? Sebastian Bach was a badass. Their songs were badass. And I think I get my most people saying that I sound like Sebastian Bach. So I get a lot of Skid Row vibes from people. So
I feel like the question with them is always going to be singer. And I talked about it on my show a couple weeks ago. They have another new guy.
Like, yeah. Eric. Another new guy.
but he's actually pretty damn good, man. What do you think? Yeah.
So do you know anything about the band Heat?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So he used to be the old singer for Heat. Mm-hmm. I think he was their second singer. I'm not too sure, but yeah, no, dude's amazing. Right. Yeah. Dude is amazing. And not only this, but he's a warrior, right? Mm-hmm. He just survived cancer, for Christ's sake. Wow. Yeah. Jeez. So yeah. Awesome dude. Their new album is amazing.
Yes. Right? Yes.
It definitely stands in its own in our today's era, and they make it work. Right. And it's just really awesome. We're starting to see a change, and it's really, really cool. And I'm super grateful to be here for that ride.
Cool, man. Yeah, I feel bad that he's putting that bucket of he's not Sebastian Bach, but I think he's doing a great job, man. Anything I've seen him do live is just, oh, he's killing it, man.
Yeah, it's, I mean, understandable. Everybody's always going to be, you know, there's going to be their diehard faithfuls and stuff like that. But, you know, get to know the people. Eric is a great guy. He's amazing. I look up to him, you know, especially when he was in Heat. He's got an amazing voice, super versatile, just super awesome, dude. I would love to meet him someday.
Cool, man. Yeah, hopefully they'll come this way. But, okay, so let's talk about, you guys are playing the Music Farm, probably one of the coolest venues here in Charleston. You guys are playing it as part of a metal showcase. Tell us about that. You looking forward to that? You stoked? You pumped?
How awesome is that? And we can, you know, we can really thank a lot of the local bands in the area, especially Mikey Testone, that talked to the owner of Music Farm and putting this showcase together, and all of the local bands getting together and supporting each other, which is always super awesome to see. You know? Yeah, I tried to push that earlier in my career when we first did Wicked Love, and a lot of people were put off by it, I believe. But I'm super happy that everybody's getting together and doing this now and kind of has their back and stuff. You know, you got Sorrow of Silence, Carbon Prophets, Us, and then Strike Face, I think it is. I'm excited to see Strike Face. I've never seen them before. I haven't really heard too much about them before, but the boys in Sorrow Silence and Carbon Prophets, those are all great guys. And it's going to be a really, really awesome banger of a show. Kind of sucks because it's on a Thursday, but you know what? We're going to take what we can get, and we're going to blow the doors off that place.
We need to pack the house, man. I'm looking forward to myself. I cannot wait to get out there and see you guys rock the show. So what can people expect from a Wicked Love show, man? What kind of things are you guys doing?
Intense energy, right? Nice. You are not going to be able to stop yourself from dancing. And if you know the songs, singing along, right? Yeah. We try to make our songs as simple as possible so that people can sing with us, right? Mm-hmm. And have a good time. I know me, I'm always jumping up and down on the stage. I know it's tough for me because I'm 6'5". And so sometimes I almost hit the ceiling, especially at like Ocean's Cowboys when they have Honky Tonk Saloon.
That's right. Yeah. How did they change the name of
it? Yeah. Honky Tonk Saloon. I used to almost hit my head on that place all the time, but yeah, it's going to be great. The Music Farm has an awesome stage. It's super big, so we can run around. I love to interact with the crowd. I love to point at people, and I love to talk, obviously. So
that's awesome, man. I like to wrap up all my shows with kind of like a rapid fire. I say rapid fire, it doesn't have to be rapid fire. I just say that because I'm annoying. But I have some I have some random questions I'm gonna throw at you before we jump into this badass song by you guys. So if you're ready, sir, the best band you've ever seen live.
Ooh, Kiss.
Kiss? Wow, nice, man.
Amazing.
Blow you away. Yeah, they put on an awesome show, man. Okay, next one is, you have a favorite movie based around or about music?
Rockstar with Marky Mark.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, man. Underrated movie.
Yeah, come on, man.
That movie is killer. If you could tour with any band, who would it be?
Oh, come on, Firehouse, man. Let's go.
Nice, man. Awesome. I like to hear that. Okay. Next one. When you're not being a rock star, what other stuff are you into? Are you a reader? Are you a streamer? Like, what other kind of stuff do you do?
I am huge into Lord of the Rings.
Wow. Awesome.
Big time. I've read all the books. I've read everything. I've got so much Lord of the Ring memorabilia and stuff like that. And I am pretty much a full-time dad. So That's what I did.
Right on, man. Hey, man, that's awesome. I feel like whenever you're a metal guy or you just into hard rock, I feel like there's a little bit of nerd in there too. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just a part of the niche.
Oh, 100%.
I got you. So let's talk a little bit about Charleston. Do you have a favorite place to eat here?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Food in Charleston, man. Food in Charleston is good.
I know everybody's going to knock me on this, but I love Motoroo. That's like up in Somerville, Motoroo. Yeah. Their Irish Eggs Benedict on brunch is amazing.
Nice. I'll try that next time I go out. All right. So this is an age old question. I've asked everybody that's been on the show and I get weird answers every time. So I love it.
I love it.
How do you feel about that age old question of you're not allowed to wear the shirt of the band you're going to see? Where do you stand on that topic?
No, wear what you want.
There we go.
No, of course. You always, don't you want your fans to wear your band shirt if they're coming to see you?
That's the thing. Yeah, that's it. But I also, I don't know if you know the guy from American Pie. He was on the show. He's one of my first episodes. Thomas Nicholas. He said it's a weird dichotomy because you don't want to be judged as that person with the shirt. But he's also like, you want to support, you want to represent who you're going to see. But then you also have that inner struggle of, but you know what? I kind of want to buy a shirt while I'm here. So it's just a weird topic to talk about.
I got you.
And I always want to know each person's thought about it.
See, I'm a bad person to ask about that because there was a point in my life where I wore spandex on stage. So I really don't care who I'm being judged by. So it doesn't matter to me.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with spandex. I was, we played a Halloween show last weekend and I was Robin Hood and I was wearing me some spandex underneath that suit, man. It was comfy. I ain't gonna lie.
Super comfy. You can do your high kicks better in spandex.
Yes, man. All right. So we're going to play the song Wicked Love by the awesome band Wicked Love off of this album, Wild Ride. Tell me about this song, man.
Wicked Love. It is our name song. I remember when we wrote it, Austin was really big into, I think it was Lynch Mob. And I think that one song that they had was Mr. Scary.
Okay.
And it was just George Lynch just going to town on the guitar. And I knew Austin wanted to write something kind of influenced by that song. He'll correct me if I'm wrong. I'll hear about this later from him. But I believe if I remember correctly, it's been a while. I think that's where this song originated from. And I think we were sitting in his room in his apartment. And I just started, you know, wicked, wicked love, you got a wicked. And, you know, a good thing about the word wicked is that it can be taken so many ways. Wicked as in like, man, this is wicked awesome. Or,
yeah.
Oh, you're the wicked witch of the West, you know, sorry, you know, you're wicked, you know. So it's, that also is a very versatile word. And that's why we loved it. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, I appreciate the double bass that's going on in there. As a drummer, I love the hook with the double bass, just myself. And the song is good. It's catchy. It's phenomenal, man. I hope people enjoy it. And before we get out of here, before we wrap up, please tell me where people can support you guys, maybe get some merch, where they can learn info about, you know, if you guys have any other shows coming up after the farm.
Yeah. So what's happening in Wicked Love Life? We do have a website. You can find us at wickedlovemusic.com. We'll be having our merch booth set up on that website here soon. We're just trying to get through the final designs of it and stuff like that. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Music, YouTube Music. You can find us on YouTube. Just search the name Wicked Love, man, and you'll be able to find us. After the music farm, we plan on, I'm trying to convince the guys to go into the studio before next year. Because we have one song that we could put out as a single. Mm-hmm. Don't tell anybody that. But next year in February, we are going to be in the studio full time. We're going to pop out 10 more songs. We'll probably release them once every month. And then we'll have a collaborated album by the end of 2023 or so.
Perfect.
Maybe And yeah, that's pretty much it. Come and find us. We've got awesome t-shirts, awesome designs. All of our designs are made by our drummer, Josh. And he does a great job and they look super, super fucking cool.
They look wicked, right, man? They look wicked. Yeah,
they were super wicked, man.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate this so much, man. This was Brendan, the lead singer of Wicked Love, man. Thank you so much for hanging out. I'm so glad to have a Charleston band on my show. That makes me feel good, man.
Absolutely, dude. And sorry for taking so long. We've been super bogged down with everything.
I got you, man. Life's crazy sometimes, man. So good luck. I can't wait to see what you guys have up. Can't wait to see you Thursday night. It's going to be a good time. And I like to end every show by saying, hey, stay metal.
Hey, stay wicked.
All right, man. Thank you so much, dude.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Catch you next time.
The show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Honor's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.